This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Leaders at Cook County's Forest Preserves are celebrating a long list of accomplishments as they head into budget season. My colleague Kristen Schorsch reports voters in 2022 approved a property tax hike, and it helps bring in some $40 million more a year. President Tony Preckwinkle says the county has used the money to hire more people, take care of more land, and repair picnic shelters, a local staple for family reunions.
Events included graduation parties at Blue Star Memorial Woods in Glenview, a mountain biking festival at Paul Douglas Preserve in Hoffman Estates, and employee and family picnics at Turtlehead Lake.
Preckwinkle's proposed budget for the Forest Preserves next year is about $190 million, roughly the same as this year. Commissioners are set to vote on the budget in November. Chicago City Council opponents have delayed a plan to sell $1.5 billion worth of bonds to help boost savings. Budget officials hope to save about $110 million by refinancing those bonds. The proposed sale comes as the city faces a big budget deficit with a nearly $1 billion gap for next year. The city chief financial officer warned not approving the deal would add an extra $70 million to the already large budget gap. The Chicago Bears remain focused on the lakefront as the location for a nearly $5 billion stadium development. Team President Kevin Warren spoke at a news conference at the team hotel outside London, England, ahead of Chicago's game Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're playing at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. He says the museum campus remains our focus at this point in time. The Bears are asking for public money to help make it happen. A new poll from the state's largest teachers union finds roughly 60% of educators in Illinois are considering leaving the profession. My colleague Anna Savchenko reports the Illinois Education Association poll finds the main factors prompting educators and support staff to consider switching careers include an increased workload, not enough pay, and a general lack of respect for their profession. Here's Al Lawrence, president of the IEA.
At the same time that folks are feeling undercompensated, they're being asked to do more and more. In this profession, there are people that are called to do this. However, the calling should not be a vow of poverty.
Lauren says an increase in state funding could help entice more teachers to stay in their positions. And early voting in the November election is now underway for people who live in suburban Cook County. Suburban voters can cast their ballots either downtown at 69 West Washington or one of the five suburban Cook County courthouses. Early in-person voting is already underway in Chicago and the collar counties, and more early voting locations will open throughout the region later this month. Voters in Illinois can also request a vote-by-mail ballot until October 31st. It's going to have to be postmarked by Election Day, November 5th. In order to be counted. Weather, sunny skies and a high in the mid-70s. Clear tonight, a little chilly, a low in the low 50s and sunny and 75 on Thursday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.